today. We're going to continue in the brand new series we started last week called I Believe. How many want faith to grow in your heart? All three of you. All right. Anybody else want faith to grow in your heart today? All right. There you go. I know you do. Today we are talking about this word faith. We're going to talk about the thought today, the facts about faith, the facts about faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, only the facts, please. Then go, dun, 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 dun. Only the facts. That's all we need. The facts about faith. Let's go ahead and go right into our opening text. We opened with it last week as well. Let's open it up again this week. But without faith, it is almost impossible, right? No. I'm sorry. It says, but without faith, it might happen, right? No. Without faith, it is what? Impossible. Pretty strong word. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, to please the Lord. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now, we know this, that faith is the foundation of the Christian walk. Without a proper understanding of faith, you don't have a proper understanding what it means to walk as a Christian. And if the faith is the foundation of everything that we do as a Christian is founded upon faith, don't you think that we can't afford to have an elementary understanding of what faith really is? There's a lot of teaching out there on faith. Not all of it's right. There's a lot of different things about faith out there, and a lot of it's been misused and abused and stretched. So I guarantee you this, that at Destiny Church, we've decided that we're just going to open up the Word of the Lord, we're going to look at Scripture, and we're going to take the facts about faith and give them to you. And it can be different than maybe the way you thought before. And we're going to talk about it very candidly and look at it and see what does faith really mean to me. If I can't afford to be elementary in my understanding, then I've got to have a clear biblical definition of what faith really is in my life. Because Scripture says that salvation doesn't happen without faith. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to what? Whosoever would what? Believe. It takes faith to engage in salvation, right? That Christ died for the sins of the world. He died for everyone's sins, but is everyone saved? No. Only those who engage by faith and believe. Confess that He's Lord. It takes faith to have salvation. It takes faith to have my prayers heard. It takes faith to please the Lord. If these things are important to you, don't you think it's important that we have a clear understanding of what faith really means? Last week I talked to you a little bit about faith, and I told you about the purpose of faith. The purpose of faith is not to accomplish the will of man, but the purpose of faith is to accomplish the will of God. Right? See, this is why as a Christian, that when I pray for something and that I really want to happen and it doesn't happen, I'm given just a short time. It's all right to have a short time of saying, God, why did this not happen? I can have a short time of having a pity party. God, I really wanted the answer to this prayer. It didn't come to pass. But when I understand it, if it didn't come to me, it must not be for me. Right? If God didn't bring it to me, it must not be for me. Even though I wanted it and prayed about it, if it didn't come to me, it must not be for me. But God will always bring to me what's for me when I act in faith. And so, as a Christian, when things don't go my way, I dry my tears shortly and say, all right, God, You must have got something better for me. You got a better answer. You got a different answer. You got something I got to wait on. I got to persevere on. But it's okay because the answer is coming. Okay? And so by faith, it doesn't bring me what doesn't belong to me. And that's where we see faith abused many times in the church, is we see people preaching this false doctrine of, you know, name it and claim it, grab it and blab it and grab it, you know? And when we do that and it works sometimes and then sometimes it doesn't, we're like, well, I must not have been good enough this week. Well, I didn't name it enough this week. No, my faith will only bring to me what God has ordained for me. And if He didn't bring it to me, then it must not be for me. Have a clear understanding of what faith really means. So faith must be understood and put to work in our life. See, I gave you the clear definition last week. As simple as I can give it to you. Let me give it to you again. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth all the time. Amazing, right? When I begin to act every day like, God, Your word is true. The things You said about me is true. then I can begin to operate in faith. See, the problem that you and I have with faith is this, is that we only have a small faith, right? But is that okay? Because Scripture says just we have a small faith that we can what? We can move the mountain. So our problem is not our size of faith. Let me tell you what I believe our problem is. Our problem is our scope of faith, our width of faith. Is that we have God, okay, here we go. We have faith to believe God can save me, but I don't have faith to believe he can heal me. Or I have faith to believe he can heal me, but I don't have faith to believe he can turn my family around. I have faith over here for this thing, but I don't walk in faith in another area of my life. Are you following me here? And so we've got too many compartmentalized areas of faith in our life. You know, we got faith for maybe three slices of the pie, but we got to learn what it means to walk in faith for the whole slice of our life, every slice of life. And so that's what God is wanting for us, to broaden our faith and say, God, I'm going to live my life like you're telling the truth about everything. That's what faith begins to do. So if I have to have an understanding of how faith works, let me give you four facts today about faith, okay? Four faith facts. You need to know these. Number one, faith is measured to us. Faith is measured to us. Romans 12:3 says it like this. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but think soberly. What's it mean by that? To think soberly. What it means is this. First of all, he just said it. Don't think more of yourself than you are. In other words, don't become intoxicated with yourself. You're really not that good. You may have accomplished some good things in your life, and you may have seen faith working in your life and say, man, I've seen this happen, but don't think more highly of yourself than what you need to. Don't become intoxicated with yourself. Things are accomplished through faith given by the grace of God in our life. He says, think soberly as God has dealt each one of you a measure of faith. Each one has been given a measure of faith. Has everyone received the same measure of faith? I don't believe so. I don't believe so. That's why he's using the word measure, that every one of us are giving different levels of faith. And why is that? Because, see, faith is given to us today, and we've got to understand that faith is a spiritual gift. Faith is a spiritual gift. It's given to every believer. Faith is a spiritual gift given to every believer. But sometimes certain people are stronger and certain gifts than the other. There's lots of spiritual gifts given to the body of Christ. And sometimes we see where other people are stronger in one area than the other. Why is that? Because God designed it where we need each other. So we can minister to each other. That we can support each other. And he doesn't make us all strong in the same way. But what my responsibility is not for your faith. My responsibility is for how am I managing the faith God gave to me? See, he gives us all different measures of faith. And I can prove that, and we'll talk about it in the next point. My responsibility is to hear and to respond and believe it. The second point here is my faith is developed by us. Faith is developed by us. It's given to us all different measures, then it's up to us to develop it. I'll back us up in the story in Matthew 25:14. Now, Jesus is talking, and he's teaching. He says, now, the kingdom of heaven is like. Now, let's stop right there. Do you find it amazing how Jesus starts almost every story, every parable, every teaching with this same phrase? The kingdom of heaven is like. Why is that? Because he knew that you and I were just way too intoxicated with the way we think the kingdom of God works. We got our mindset on how we think church works and how religion works and how God works. And Jesus came to say, you know what? Listen, it's not at all what you think. So he's trying to make it very clear to you and I to say this. Listen to me. This is how the kingdom of God works. He's trying to make it very clear to you and I and paint the picture of how God's kingdom really is like. He says, like a man traveling to a far country, who called on his own servants, and he gave them what? All of his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Now, are all these the same? No, they're different, right? He gives to each one a different talent, measure. He gives to each one a different measure. Remember that. He gives each one a different measure, each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he had received five talents, went and traded it with them. He made another five talents. And likewise, he who had two, he doubled his wealth. He who had received went one, and one who received one went and dug it in a hole in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and selected accounts with them. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me five talents, and look, I've given you five more. Look what God's response is. His Lord said to him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now let's stop. Because see, this is where you and I mess up. Because you and I think the kingdom of God, when we say, what does it mean to be faithful with God? I would have said this. The man who's faithful was the man who took the talent God gave him and protected it. He hid it under a rock. He washed it. He guarded it. And he didn't make sure nothing happened to it. See, that's how you and I think faithfulness is. But God says, no, faithfulness is the person who takes what the measure he's been given, whether it was five, whether it was two, whether it was one, he takes it and he begins to operate and use it and develop it and grow it. He says, that person has done well. That person, look what it says, that person who uses what I've given them, invest it, he goes, they were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter now into the joy of your Lord. Now, without faith, it is impossible to what? Please the Lord. So think about this now. When without faith, it's impossible to please God. To each person is given a measure of faith. How I steward that measure of faith decides on how much I enter into the joy of the Lord. I mean, when I'm pleased with my children, when they begin to please me, I can tell you my home was full of joy. My home, when things are going good, my home was full of joy, right? When things are going, you're pleased with your children. You just can't help it. This is a joy in the home. When we begin to operate in faith and steward the faith God has given us, we can then begin to please the Lord and enter into the season of joy. It's incredible, but I'm responsible how I steward the faith that God has given me. Whether you think it's small or whether you think it's a lot, you're responsible to steward that. It's up to me to develop that. Let me say it this way. It never happens by accident. Faith never grows by accident. Let me say again. Faith never grows by accident. You've got to be intentional. Turn to your neighbor and say, this time, next year, I'm going to be stronger in my faith because I'm going to intentionally work on it. It's not going to happen when we just sit around. We can hear all day long, but if we don't work and develop it, it never happens. I've got to use what he's given me. See, if I don't develop my prayer life, it ain't going to happen. If I don't say, you know what, I'm going to intentionally try to break bad, I'm going to stay in my bad cycle. If I don't try to develop a good attitude, it's not going to happen. I've got to use my faith to develop it. And I've got to develop the faith God has given me. Whether it's small, large, medium, I'm responsible to steward the faith, the measure that he's given me. This is my responsibility. This is your responsibility. And how I handle this task will decide how much more faith I have in my life. It will decide how I please the Lord. It will decide how I walk daily with my walk with God. I just need more of God. Well, develop the small thing you have now and see if God doesn't reward you with more. I need more faith. Well, they'll use the small faith you have now. Develop it. Use it. And let God give you more. That's the way he operates the kingdom of God. This is how the kingdom of God is. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says it like this. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith is what? Faith what? Grows exceedingly. Faith grows. So it doesn't matter where your starting point is. Your potential is unlimited Because you can grow it exceedingly by beginning to use what you have. Are you following me here? So if I don't have a lot of faith, it's because I haven't stewarded what's been given to me. I got to learn to develop that faith. And as I develop it, my faith grows exceedingly. It will grow. So how does faith grow? Romans 10:17 makes it very clear. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this is what's happening. Today, as I'm speaking today, the Holy Spirit is taking faith, and he's passing it out to you right now as I speak. As I speak, as you're hearing the word of the Lord, as you're hearing the scriptures given, faith is being passed out to everyone in this room. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, some people I've known say, Pastor, boy, I can just read the Bible at home and I'm okay. And I'll tell you, you'll never reach your potential in faith by just reading the Bible alone. On just the opposite now, I know some people just say, oh, I'll just listen to the pastor preach and I don't need to read for myself. And you'll never grow to your fullest potential. But the people who learn throughout the week to read the word of the Lord and just take a few verses throughout the week and study and meditate on it and put it in your heart. And then when you come into a service like this where the scripture is being taught and it's being passed out and faith is being deposited into your life, faith comes alive and the combination causes a spark to grow in your life. It causes a feeding ground for you to begin to grow spiritually. And your faith becomes increased. But you got to hear it. And I will tell you this. I've been in a few sermons. I've heard a few sermons in my life that I didn't get very much inspiration in. I didn't really understand what was being taught. And even when I wasn't serving God to my best, I would hear a message and think, God, there's got to be a better way than that. Because even I know, the heathen that I am, that the Bible is not boring. Even I know that the Bible is not that hard to understand. Why do we think we got to teach the Bible so much over people's heads that they can't understand? Because faith will come by hearing the word of the Lord. When I just preach the Bible and I step out of the way and let God apply it to your life, the anointing comes and faith is passed out. So I made a declaration with the Lord early on. I said, God, help me not to be boring. Please, God. Help me not to be boring. Help me to communicate the scripture in a way that people will relate to and can understand and their faith can grow. So I love it hearing so many testimonies of how you're growing in your faith because I've made a covenant with the Lord that I was not going to be boring because I have adult ADHD. If it's boring to me, I know it's boring to you. And I make a covenant right now. I'll always do my best not to bring you anything that's boring. Because the Bible brings life, it brings faith, it brings change, and it brings life. How do you know if faith is being passed out? When you leave here and say, honey, did you tell Pastor Gene what to preach this morning about my life? You know you're in the right spot. Or you walk out and say, Pastor, was you reading my text messages this week? You know you're in the right spot. Or you leave and say, you know what, my toes are kind of sore this morning. Man, you're all in my business this morning, Pastor. That's the Holy Spirit bringing faith is being passed out to you while you speak. The word brings faith. You got to have it. So word, hearing the word, reading the word, the combination brings development of faith, increase of faith in our life. Number three, faith works by love. Faith works by your understanding of love. Look what Galatians 5:6 says. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. And all the men said, Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. All right. I'm so glad they got this argument out of the way early on. You know, the Jews and the Gentiles were having this argument over, you know, circumcision, uncircumcision. If you're not, you can't be really, truly saved. And those who are... And Paul was like, dude, you guys are missing it. You made it way too much about the wrong thing. And I'm so glad they had that revelation. He goes, it avails anything but faith with what? Faith working through love. But what avails? Faith working through love. What avails? Faith working through love. So, my understanding of God's love for my life will determine my strength of faith in my life. Let me say it again. My understanding of God's love in my life will determine the strength of my faith in my life. If I don't see myself as someone God really loves, then how can I hear a message about faith and say it applies to my life? Because this is what we'll do. We'll sit here, we'll preach a good message today, and we'll say, God, that's for Chuck, and that's for Sue, and that's for John, but it ain't for me. Because you don't really love me that good. You don't really love me that way. I'm just lucky to be here, God. If I can just make it into the coattails of heaven, I'll be okay. See, our understanding of faith, understanding of God's love, will determine my attitude about faith in my life, the strength and depth of my faith. Look what Scripture says. It makes it very clear. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels, principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor the height or depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to what? I'm telling you, you got to get this Scripture. If you don't get anything I speak to you today, please, please, please hear this. Nothing can separate me from God's love for me. And let me tell you this. God will never love you any more or any less than He loves you right now. He has already died for you. He already displayed His love for you and I. And we believe this about salvation. All right, God, I'm saved by grace. I don't deserve being forgiven, but I accept it that You died on the cross for my sins, and I accept it by faith. But when it comes to the other things of God in my life, if I had a good week, then I come in all Mr. Man of Faith, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Who needs prayer today? You know, we're all ready. We had a good week. We got all kinds of faith. But let me have a bad week. Like you've ever had a bad week, right? All right. Let me have a bad week. Well, I didn't have a great moral week this week. I really was failing in a lot of areas of my life. Then we come in with, I guess, well, because I had a bad week, I guess the things of God are not for me. I don't have faith for that this week because I wasn't good enough. No. Faith and the gifts of God are given by grace. I don't earn it. It's given to each one of us a measure. I'm now the steward of it. I didn't receive it because I earned it. I received it by grace, and now I've got to steward what He gives to me. And what that means is this. I become a good steward. It says, God, this faith thing is not about me. It's about You. I didn't receive salvation because of anything I did. I received salvation only because of what You did on the cross. And I'm not good enough on my own. But God, I thank You that if I just believe and walk and believe Your word and operate in faith every day, and I begin to say, God, I'm going to trust You when doubt and fear tries to hold me back. No, I'm breaking through that wall, and I'm going to walk in faith today. Even though I didn't have a good week, I know by faith I can have a better week. And I believe by faith that even when I pray to God, You hear me. And I believe by faith that when I believe for the things of God that are His will for my life, they will come to pass, and I walk in faith, I'm developing that. And God says, yeah, enter into my joy. Now, let me give you some more. Let me take the thing you're stewarding and give you more in your life. My faith shouldn't be based on my performance that week. It's the same way when we come into worship, right? We have a good week. Worship, hands are up, and we're like, yes, they're singing my song. Hallelujah, I'm good. I have a bad week. Well, I don't deserve to be worshiping God today. God, I'm just pity me. Since when did worship become about You? It's not about me. It's about Him and what He's done. My faith level is not about me. It's about what He's done. And I can walk in that faith. Quit thinking more highly of yourself than you are. Don't be intoxicated with yourself thinking my faith level is determined by how good I was this week or bad. My faith level is determined by my belief in Him and what He's already done on the cross and what His Word says I can have in my life. I operate in it. I walk in it. I say, God, it's about you. See, faith is developed. Number four, faith is responded to by God. Faith is responded to by God. Matthew 9:27 tells a story. I love it. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. Now, I want you to get this, because where in Scripture do we see people calling Jesus Son of David? This is kind of an unusual term, right? See, there was something different happening, because let's just put it this way. Everywhere Jesus went, people were following him wanting to be healed. I mean, the sick were being carried and the lame were being brought to him. I mean, they were flogging him, crowds and the multitudes. And Jesus didn't heal everybody, but he did heal some. Why is that? He's passing by and it says the blind men hear of him coming by and they cry out, Son of David! And it catches Jesus' attention. You know why? Because you got to realize this, the people of that time, the Jewish nation of the time, they were thinking that the Messiah was coming back as a political king, not as a relational king, to come to bring the kingdom of God here on earth. And they couldn't comprehend. And so as Jesus was teaching about him being the Messiah, they were rejecting it. But remember when Peter finally got it? We talked about it a few weeks ago. Peter finally got it. Who do you say I am, Peter? Well, I believe you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus is like, yes, Pete, you got it. Because this time he hasn't been crucified and been resurrected. And so it's taking faith to believe he is who he really says he is. And so when the prophets have prophesied that the Messiah would come from David's lineage, for them to cry out, Son of David, they were saying, we believe you are the Messiah. We believe you are who you say you are. And it stops Jesus. He's said something about the faith of crying out, God, I believe you are who you say you are. See, some people believe God, they leave it a message like today, and they walk out of here feeling good, and tomorrow they turn on the news, and the news tells them God's not relevant anymore. Well, the news says that we got to put God in a politically correct box. Is he really the Son of God, or is he in the air? Is he the trees? Is he the breeze? Is he everything? What is he? And we get, you know, no. It takes faith today in this society. Everything's coming back full circle. It's going to take faith today for you to stand up to the political giant that's facing us today in this Western society and say, I still believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. There is power in the name of Jesus. You got to declare it. You got to know it. And these guys moved with faith. It said, the Messiah, Son of David. They're blind and they can see it. Think of the power of that. They were blinded, but yet their spirits seen that he was the Messiah. It stops Jesus. What do you have need of? What's going on? Look at the rest of the story. Son of David, have mercy on us. When he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith. Get this. According to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were opened. It wasn't that Jesus said, according to your need, not according to my mercy. He said, according to your faith, let it be done. See, our faith, it will always move the heart of God to accomplish his will. Bad condition is not the prerequisite for God to move. It was a woman who had the issue of blood. Hundreds, probably thousands of people were pressing toward Jesus. Heal me, touch me, do this, do that. Sign my baby's forehead, whatever. People pressing to him. But she touched him in faith. It says, because he says, woman, thy faith has made you what? Whole. Thy faith, your faith has made you whole. She touched him with the faith. See, there's something about our faith. It moves the heart of God. God responds to our faith. Let me say again, God responds to our faith. Let me give you this last scripture in closing. Hebrews 4:2. Indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them. Now, what a waste. You know what I mean? If you're going to come and spend some time in church and spend a few hours of your day getting dressed to get here and to come and worship the Lord, how awful would it be that the word of God didn't profit you anything that day? Because wine was not mixed with faith. So what he was saying was this, is that the word was being preached, faith was being deposited in measures, it was being given out in that service. When you hear, faith is being poured out. But if you don't take what's been given, the words you hear, and mix it with faith in your life, it profits you nothing. So what he's saying is this, we can sit here all day and say, preach it, pastor. Woo! Hallelujah! We can get all excited. Yes, yes, he's preaching today. Man. Pastor Gene got his spiritual Wheaties this morning. Man, that's a good word. Good word. Yes. We walk out of here and never by faith begin to apply it to our life. It profits us zero. You were inspired but not changed. I don't want to just inspire you. I want to see God change in your life. I want to see the word of the Lord profit you much. And when you take what you hear, you mix it in faith. Say, God, I'm going to begin to trust you more this week. I'm going to begin to operate more this week in faith. Then I mix it together, and it begins to bring me profit in my life. It begins to what? Increase. The profit increase. For whom much is given, much is required to us to operate, to steward, to manage. God expects me to develop it. And when I move in faith, God responds. When I respond in faith, it profits me. When I don't, I get zero out of it. How many today say, Pastor, I'm ready to grow in my faith? How many say, I'm ready to profit my faith? I want to learn what it means. Our musicians are coming today. I want to learn what it means to develop the faith God's given me. I know he's given it to me. Anybody here say, I want to become a good steward of the faith God's given me. I want to learn to develop. Yeah. Well, raise your hand. If you haven't done it, raise your hand. That's me. I'm declaring today that I want to become a better manager of the faith God has given me. I can inspire you. I can preach the anointed word of the Lord. But you've got to take it, put faith with it, and live it out this week. And say, God, I'm going to begin to walk in. Take steps in it. Baby steps is all right. But take steps in it. And say, God, I want to learn to walk in that faith. I'm going to invite you to stand today. How many say today, I believe that Jesus Christ, you are the Messiah, Son of the living God. Come on, keep your hands raised. I believe you are the Messiah, Son of the living God. God, you come to change us. You come to set us free. Right now, if you never declared that in your heart, and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, cry out to the Lord right now. Say, God, I believe you are the Messiah, Son of the living God. Forgive me my sins. I by faith, reach out. Receive you today. I receive you today, God. I receive you today. By faith, and God, I reach out now as well and say, God, I want to learn to hear the word of the Lord and let faith operate in my life. I want to learn to let the faith profit me as I begin to apply it. Lord, help me to be a good steward. Lord, help me to be a good manager of the faith you've placed me with, the measure you've given me. God, may it increase. May I work it to increase. May I not be as the one you called wicked and lazy, who buried it and did nothing with it. But God, may I develop it. May I use it. May I increase it for your kingdom come. For your will be done. Today, if you believe that word and you want to step out into agreement with that word today, you don't have to, but if you would like to, you're more than welcome to join us here in the front as we step out of our seat and say, God, I'm coming into agreement with that word today. I want to flood the altar in the front today. Many people are coming. If you're a first-time guest, nobody's going to do anything to you today. It's just our way of stepping out and saying that we want to We want to come into agreement with the words that have been spoken over my life. Sometimes we can put a little action to it and say, yes, I'm stepping out to a new place. I'm stepping out to agreement. As you come in, press in toward the front. Make room for those coming in the back. And we're going to say this song together. We're going to sing this song together. It simply says, where you go, I go. What you pray, I pray. What you say, I say. In faith, God, we're going to be led by you. Come on. I pray, Lord, as the pastor of this house, Lord, I pray over every person in this room that God, you will begin to allow us to be stewards of the measure of faith you're passing out today. For many of us here, we realize the reason why we're operating on small faith today is because we haven't developed what God's given us. Father, right now, I pray that God, we begin to take ownership of what you're passing to us. Take ownership of the faith given to us. God, let us mix it today as we hear the word and we put faith into action. When we live our life like the word of God is the truth, and we live our life like every word you said was the truth. And God, today I pray that faith would arise in your people. And God, we would stand in the face of those who resist it. And God, may we stand strong and knowing that God, we're called to live by faith. It's the foundation of what pleases you. It's the foundation of what draws us close to you. God, I pray that faith be increased in our life, and through this series, God, we receive a spiritual IV of faith being just pumped into our body right now. God, we receive that in Jesus' name. Increase faith, Father, in Jesus' name. Increase faith in Jesus' name, I pray. Declare, we say together, amen, amen. Come on, put your hands together. God, I love you today. Listen. Mix it today. You've heard the word of the Lord. Now begin to mix it. Walk it out in your life. Steward what you've got. Let God give you more. Don't forget tonight, life groups, if you need a flyer, grab them before you leave. I'd love to have you involved in those. God bless you for being here today. You guys have a great week.